Those are new family members alone. New Balance. Made right in the U.S. of A. They can put you through a shoe fitting like no other. They'll measure your foot size, your width, your pressure points, making sure that your arch is supported and your shoes fit for comfort. I've been saying your dogs, there you go, Wally. They're the most important thing you got. They're going to take you from point A to point B, hopefully for the rest of your life. And 90% of all foot pain can be cured by measuring both feet and a brief foot analysis. Custom orthotics, specifically made by one of the 5 board-licensed podorthists. Located Highway 10 in Little Rock, 13900 Cantrell Road. Also in Hot Springs and Rogers. They got all kinds for you. Hiking, running, walking, work, sandals even, tennis shoes and cross training, and golf shoes. New Balance, stores of Arkansas.
Okay, we talked about dads and dugouts or dads and donuts, as I incorrectly called it earlier. Apparently, our guest is not going to be able to make it up. It says I got an explanation here, though. The poster for the event does say nurses, it says, which, of course, if you're a guy that likes that kind of thing, you know, would be attracted to that word. But Buzz is focusing on dads and dugouts part, not dads and donuts. VIP tickets for $25, you take your dad. Get you 2 tickets. You sit in the party deck where food and non-alcoholic beverages are provided. Of course, you can pick up your own alcoholic beverages at an added charge. Auction items at night and special giveaways. Call Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation to get your VIP tickets for you and your dad. 501-379-8027. It's this Saturday. The game's at 7:10. They also have an event on June 26th, which they were going to talk about, but they are not. That's where the Sheryl Crow, Nolan Ryan Ball, Costa Rica Condo, no coffee included thing all come
together.
That'd
be good. So you can still take your dad even if you're not a nurse.
Right.
That's what confused me with the poster.
I think if you can get a good-looking nurse to take your dad, he'd prefer that, though.
That's
my dad would.
Yeah, that's probably
along the lines of there are a lot of male nurses now, too. Let's not forget that.
It's true.
Are there?
Yes.
Come on, Parker.
It's a good... That is
it's always disappointing when you get one. But
oh, Wally.
Gaylord Fokker. Okay, would you rather Wednesday? Would you rather? How about a very simple would you rather question?
I want to play the other game.
Too bad.
I want to play the other
game's
game.
Game's dead. Hey, Pat, would you rather have a male nurse or a male masseuse? Oh, stumped him. That was good on short notice.
Nurse.
Yeah, you gotta go nurse.
Have you ever had either?
I've had a male nurse.
I had a male masseuse once. It was just as awkward as you thought it would be.
Yeah, I was when I had my stroke and I was in the emergency room, I looked up and the guy that's taking care of me had been a cameraman at Channel 11 for years.
Boy, he's obviously qualified.
Freddie Riley. He got tired of that and went back to school. He was a great nurse.
No question.
It's a good line of work. It really is.
This weekend, the PGA Tour is in Memphis, and some usual suspects that you would normally see at this event are
not
there.
How old do they want to be?
I don't know. They just want to win. I'm not too concerned about, they're not too concerned on how they are. Although I will say they've got guys of all ages. John Daly and Tag Ridings are not only playing in the event, they're playing together. They're teeing off together at, I assume these times are local and central, at Southwind, 12:20.
We never make it out there. We got to make it out there.
I would like to. Did you go that day when I played over there?
I didn't go.
I went to,
Southwind.
I played there one day. It was, it's quite a course.
Just the whole idea, though. I haven't been to a golf tournament. I want to go.
Well, the access you get on, like, Tuesday and Wednesday for interviews and stuff is really good. But normally you'd see, like, Ken Duke and maybe Day play over there, some of those other guys that have Arkansas connections or live in Arkansas now. But, you know, like, Ken Duke, I'm assuming, is taking the week to focus on the U.S. Open, which I think is it next week or the week after? I'll have to look at that.
Did you guys happen to see that John Daly story where he came out and estimated how much money he has lost?
And were you shocked by
gambling?
The number?
I was, in a way.
How much was it?
I guess overall he'd lost something like $55 million, a net loss apparently, between 92 and 2007.
He lost, well, his net was less than that, right? Because didn't he say he won back like 15 or something?
He said he lost 90 mil,
oh, okay,
won 35.
Wow, the net was 55.
You know, so does that seem like a lot?
He says he wasn't in it for the money.
That. Barkley, who is a well-known gambler, says there's no way.
I think it would be hard to
know. That's a lot of money.
The question would be, how much has John made off the course? That would be the biggest question I would have. I would imagine it's substantial, but I don't know. In his prime, after he'd won a... But again, the money when he was great and elite is so much less than what it is today, even like 15 years ago compared to what it is today. It's insane.
You know, I had this thought the other day. He's 2 years away from qualifying for the senior tour.
Mm-hmm.
The senior tour needs him.
I agree.
The senior
that'd
tour
be fun, yeah. That'd be
it's
good.
Really slid.
You
in
still
popularity.
Think it's called the yeah. senior tour? That's how much people aren't paying attention to the fact that it's now called the Champions Tour. But I'm with you.
Champions Tour.
It should there be called the senior tour though, because there's a lot of guys who are not champions on that tour.
I can be any age I want, and I can call it what I want.
I like the senior tour name.
I do too.
I think it fits it much, much better.
Yeah. The U.S. Open is at Pinehurst, number 2, June 12 to 15. So it is next week. So I imagine...
What? The U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pinehurst, yep. number 2.
So I imagine that that's probably what Ken Duke is doing this week, is hanging out over there.
Is one thing that John Daly is that... what he has, what, 3 majors?
He has 2.
Two major wins. Yeah. If you look at the list of guys who've won 2 majors... although we may be able to recognize him, Daly has been somebody who's marketable. He's always been out there. He's somebody, even when he's not winning, any little bit of news about him, you hear about and you read about. So he's a guy who could make a lot of off-the-course endorsement monies that maybe we didn't realize.
He's the weekend golfer's golfer.
Yeah, and anything you figure anything you put John Daly's name on, it's going to get some attention.
Yeah.
As opposed to some other...
Well, you only have so many guys that have an everyman to them, an everyman element to them on the PGA Tour. Bubba Watson seems to have that, but again, yeah. he's sort of a long, freakishly talented, kind of out of the ordinary guy. He's easy to appeal to the masses, I think. I don't know, it's just a little bit different deal
Phil
than John.
And Tiger never did.
No. And then Boo Weekly was hot for a while, yeah. and Boo's kind of an everyman, southern kind of guy that most dudes kind of liked, and... but he's sort of fallen off the map.
Nobody named Bubba is ever seen as an elitist.
True. It's automatic.
He considers himself a new age redneck because of where he grew up. He considers himself a redneck. This is what he was. I saw him on the Jim Rome show. But he doesn't hunt. He doesn't fish.
Who doesn't? Bubba?
Bubba, he doesn't dip. I mean, he doesn't do anything.
No, he's like super. He doesn't even drink.
He doesn't drink.
What a loser.
All he does is
ride
his hovercraft golf cart around.
He hangs out with his wife and his adopted kid. I mean, it's a it's a pretty cool deal. I like that.
He's a really strongly religious person.
Right. And I respect the guy. I mean, I like him.
And he lives it. He doesn't just talk it. He walks it.
You know what, too, though? He seems to be, I can relate to him in only one way. Not that he's tall or hits a ball long ways or anything else, but he seems to be a little bit... unwilling to tolerate nonsense. So something he deems as unnecessary, whether it's from a veteran PGA Tour player, a media member, he seems a little bit less
caddy.
Than a caddy. He does not tolerate nonsense very well. So there's one thing that I would definitely agree with him on. If there's something I deem to be totally stupid, I don't have a lot of patience with it.
We noticed.
Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes, much like Bubba, I'm wrong. I'll say it. Hey, Pat, a story you'll be especially interested in. And by the way, Friday we are going to be over at Pleasant Valley for the four-ball event. More importantly, we're going to have guys like Joe Klein there. Guess who I found out who's playing? Former Razorback basketball player, not Joe Klein.
Todd Day.
No.
I'm going to go with an older gentleman, Scott Hastings.
No.
Pat Bradley.
No.
No.
And if I could think of his name now I'm drawing a blank.
Charles Ballantyne.
Era. Around your era.
Ballantyne.
White dude.
Engskov?
Engskov.
Johnny Engskov?
He's going to be around
there. He's pretty good golfer.
We need to get him on. He's playing in the afternoon, so we'll get him on during our show. We'll get Klein on after his round and get an assessment. Joe has a guy that he has been friends with since college.
Oh, wow.
Who he plays in the four ball with every year.
Waterhead.
Yes, old Ed Jones. So we'll look forward to visiting with them.
Waterhead's a great guy.
I think they won their flight last year, but it's always entertaining. Anyway, my point of that is to say this.
We'll be out there Friday.
That, and that former Razorbacks are doing well in the world of basketball. Courtney Fortson is playing overseas. He led his team to a Russian Super League regular season title this year. Avtador, is that sound familiar? He signed then with the Trotamundos in the Venezuelan League. The All-Russian Super League Import Player of the Year. Averaged 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3.7 assists, and 2.5 steals. And he now joins the... And it's so weird, this international, because you'll help a team win a championship like this, and then they're going to play for somebody else. Huh. He's going to help this team in Venezuela in the finals of the playoffs, which is bizarre.
Yeah. He's a hard gun.
Yeah.
There was a time when Venezuela was thought of as the second best league in the world.
And the third best place to get coffee.
15 years ago.
How old is Courtney now?
Courtney is... He's got to be in his mid to late 20s, right?
I would think so.
But you can remember he signed a contract with the Lakers briefly. He played with the D-League team, the Defenders. And he's the type of guy that will succeed over in Europe because if you're an American playing overseas, you better be able to put up 30 points. You better be able to rebound. You better be able to pass. You better be able to defend. They basically look at you to do a lot, especially score. And that's one thing that dude, we know he can do. He can score.
Did you know that Kiko signed a three-year deal out of school to play for this team in Lebanon? Three-year deal? They have those?
Yeah. He's Lebanese.
One guy's playing in two different teams in the same year, and this guy, now we got Kiko playing on a three-year deal in Lebanon.
That's a great deal for him.
But he gets to play as a Lebanese player, so they only get like so many Americans, right? So this is a good deal for him and good deal
for
them.
Yeah, it's been typical like that. They change every once in a while where it's been like everybody has to be a national
Thurman played
Lebanese.
In Lebanon for a little bit, didn't he?
Scotty was a hired gun going to Beirut.
I don't know that you should say hired gun in Beirut the same, but I know what you're saying.
Because they would say, he would in these tournaments, they would send him, they would have him come over there and do what he does, knock down some shots.
National security probably heard you put those two together, and we're going to be monitored now.
And then Sonny Weems playing in front of a shirtless Putin on occasion in Moscow.
That's awesome.
Second year with CSKA Moscow. He was, they're coming off a three-game sweep, blah, 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 over his 23 games. Looks like he's third on the team in scoring, 11 points a game, 3.3 rebounds. So,
how much money less would you take to play in, let's say, Barcelona or Italy, even, mm-hmm. than to play in Russia? How much would you do? Would you say, okay, you know what?
Am I in Moscow? Am I in Siberia?
Give us actual numbers.
Well, okay, would you?
Is my question is what? Am I in Moscow?
You are in.
Am I in Minsk? Do I get to
a small town outside of Kiev?
Oh boy. Okay.
That's Ukraine.
Probably 30%. Sure. Probably 30% less.
Okay. All right. Let's just say it's $200,000 to play in Kiev and $75,000 to play down in Barcelona.
No, mm-hmm. I'd play in Kiev.
You would?
Yeah.
But that's over 50%
difference. Okay, 200, 100. Well, I mean, your life, you just never know what could happen.
Still I'm thinking a third less.
Yeah,
but
maybe
not a half.
20 to maybe 35% less.
Okay,
max.
Well, keep in mind, you don't pay your rent. You don't have to pay anything. Basically, that's just money in your account.
Well, in both places, though, right?
Right, both places. But
still
one.
A significant amount of money.
Yeah, one
if is. If I was a former NBA guy and the money didn't matter, I'd much rather just play in Barcelona or someplace awesome. But
finish your career there.
I am a former radio host now in this scenario, and so I don't have any money, and so I need all that I can get to send back home. Because guess what? My wife and kids are back here not
living.
What
about the Italian Riviera?
That'd be beautiful.
What if it was 200 for...
If I could stay with my family and really get to know them and enrich my life, I might take 50% less for a year.
If you represented Acre, Italy?
Yeah. I don't think they have a very good team. They're in the 5-9 and under league, though, and they're very good. We got a lot of shooters.
It's in the region of Calabria.
If I'm 5'8 and I could play power forward in this league, yeah, I like it. I want to get in on that.
I think you should look into it.
I'm all for it. Speaking of basketball,
for those guys,
we got the NBA Finals starting.
I was there for your debut as a professional basketball player.
It was awesome, wasn't it? 1-for-6. I got a rebound.
I was embarrassed for you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
He scored, though, at least.
Got a good-looking jumper. Just didn't go in. I airballed a couple. It's hard. I'd never sat the bench before, Wally. I've always been a star. I don't know what it's like to sit on the bench until the last 2 minutes of a game.
I think you got rim every time, didn't you?
No, I airballed one.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Joe Hart was yelling at me to get away from the three-point line and move in. Move in!
Oh, Joe.
And I'm like, Coach, my mid-range game is garbage. I got no 16-foot shot. Former NBA player Eric Snow apparently needs the money. I don't know if he played overseas, Pat, and took a pay cut or what he did. Maybe he chose to take Barcelona instead of Kiev.
That's weird.
But apparently he's hard up for money. He is. He was part of the Seattle Supersonics team in 95-96, led by Sean Kemp and all his illegitimate children, and Gary Payton the Glove that lost to the Bulls in six games. I don't even remember this series. I remember the Bulls beating the Lakers. I remember them beating the Trailblazers. I remember beating Utah a couple of times. I do not remember them playing the Seattle Seahawks. That is the most forgettable series ever. How many games did that series even go? Five? Max?
It
says six games.
Yeah, that's not one that's going to stick out in your
I don't
memory
remember it
at all.
Nearly 20 years later, he's now auctioning off an autographed pair of black and red Air Jordan 11 sneaks that Jordan wore in Game 4 and autographed. He opened the bidding on Gray Flannel Auctions at $5,000, and by early this morning, the bidding was up to $66.55. They are expected to go for much higher before the auction ends June 18th. The last time they did an auction on Jordan shoes, it was the Air Jordan 12 sneakers worn by Mike during his flu game against the Jazz in 97. They went for over $104,000.
Wow. Mm.
So, I'm not sure what he's been up to, but all I know is this. The 41-year-old retired in 08, is currently the director of player development at SMU with
Oh, yeah, with Larry Brown.
Yeah, and former Sixers coach Larry Brown. He also has worked as an NBA TV analyst, so I don't know how he came on hard times financially. Although I would say, as much as that memento would mean to even me, a devout Jordan fan who followed the Bulls closely during that era, $100,000's $100,000. I mean, and if you don't have, like, you know, $5 million in the bank, $100,000's a significant chunk of cheese.
Yeah.
Whether you're trying to play in Kiev or otherwise.
Yeah. I can see maybe he's got some kids. Maybe he's got, like, five kids out there trying to put through college.
What is he, Sean Kemp now?
That would help out a lot.
Sean Kemp goes, here's how you make a family. Okay, Sean, sounds great. Five illegitimate kids later, pretty expensive. Jose, what's up?
Howdy, toddy rebels. We're on the way.
Are you? On the way to what?
Well, maybe the regional, super regional, you know.
You've already reached mediocrity.
I know.
Oh, you're talking baseball. We pay no attention anymore. Arkansas's out.
Hey, Wally.
Yes, sir.
Got a question for you. I know you've been writing sports for a long time, doing a great job on it.
Yeah.
And I was curious to know what your thoughts are, and if you wrote about it this morning in the paper, I'm sorry I haven't time to read it, about Saban's new contract. Did you ever think there'd be a day when a guy would get that much money per year and would hear his administrator, his boss, say he's really worth $15 million?
You know, he probably is because of what he brings into the program.
Right.
If somebody told you today you can buy a stock for $6.5 million and it's going to return to you yearly 10 times what you paid for it,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're gonna do everything you can to buy that stock.
Yes. The other thing about Alabama is they're in their not so distant history. They had terrible coaches that ran the unbelievably successful, seemingly can't lose program into the ground. So he's lucky
sure
that
did.
He not only is coaching there, but that he came in behind guys like Shula.
Here's the key that I wish everybody could pick up on and understand. College athletics has changed. He gets paid $6.5 million to win football games, and if he graduates a certain number of people, he gets a $400,000 bonus
because he needs it.
Yeah, so, that's right.
I will say this: I could justify paying him $15 million a year a lot quicker than I could justify paying Phil Jackson $15 million a year to be the.
Mm.
The whatever he is. What is he, the GM?
President,
director of personnel.
They probably are one of those teams that don't make as much as Alabama.
Yeah, I just, that's cute. Alabama is,
I think they lump everything in with Madison Square Garden.
Can you believe Alabama's football program last year brought in more money than the 30 of the NHL teams and 25 of the NBA teams?
Right.
Yes, I can believe that.
Yeah, for some reason that doesn't surprising as much as what other people. I don't think. I mean, they get a huge fan base.
They have a huge stadium.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
You've won a crap load of games.
Are you interviewing with Phil for the job, Pat?
Did what?
Are you going to interview with Phil for the job?
Yeah, I don't want to go up there.
You don't?
No, well, yeah, you kidding me?
You're a Boston guy. You know,
that's
right?
That's exactly right.
Hey, Jose.
Yeah?
Would you rather be treated by a male nurse or a male masseuse?
Yeah. Probably neither.
That's not an option. We got to play my little reindeer game.
Yeah, okay. I have been treated by a male nurse, you know, and they're fine. And I know some, so that'd be okay.
Okay. I think male masseuses are getting a bad name, and I'm really not going to stand for it.
Ever since that John
Travolta
thing.
On your question of would you rather be 10, 20, 30, 40, 50?
I never asked that question.
Did you not ask that question?
No, I don't think that ever happened.
Go ahead.
Well, I think you should. Because you
No, know, I know. But go ahead.
You know, I think I'd probably want to be 50.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
So.
Okay, tell me why.
Well, kids are out of college, maybe, and married.
That's the idea. Okay.
Yeah, and everything's gravy after that, right, Wally?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, back to the 20 thing, too, is you're physically as fit as you're going to be out of those five options.
Wait a minute. Sorry. Right. You don't think I'm physically fit now?
No, not compared to when you were 20, I don't know.
God bless you.
Yeah. I mean, you look great, but I mean, I'm just saying, you're in better shape than I am, and I just lost 25 pounds, so.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Way to do it.
Thanks, Jose. I appreciate you, bro. I can fit into a lot more suits now, so it's good.
Well, come see me.
All right. Okay. Take care.
See you, bye.
That was one thing, too, about that with the pro teams.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious to see how accurate what they do disclose in terms of profit. Only because I can remember when, specifically the NBA, and I'm sure the NFL, just going through all their CBA negotiations recently, the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
I can remember the players' union crying foul about how much money the owners were actually making versus what they were saying that they were making. There was a big issue with the owners saying, well, we don't make that much money, so we can't really pay you more money or give you a bigger piece of the pie because we're not making that much. I'd just be curious. They all say that. So
I don't know how many owners consider a tax write-off for their NBA team to be a good investment. I'm going to guess that most of them are not using it as a tax write-off and that they're making money.
You think any of the owners go after a game, all that cash that came in, just wheelbarrow that on down to my office.
Well, you could scrape 10 grand a game. Nobody noticed.
Nobody would notice.
Nobody know the difference. Is way too much cash. I've been to an NBA game. I know how much the concessions are. Oof. And I also know how much a hot dog costs. It costs the same for everybody in the world to buy, basically, if you're buying at a cost. You're making a pile of money. And by the way, keg beer costs like 20 cents a piece, and you're selling it for $7. So come on. There's no way they're not making money.
You know, a good weenie that's not all beef, but a good weenie, 20 cents. At Kroger, 10 for $2.
There you go.
I wasn't expecting you to kick in with weenie cost analysis.
I don't know buns.
Thank God. You're not a male masseuse. What'd you say there, Pat?
Oh, no, I thought it was talking about the would you rather question again.
I don't remember.
The male nurse, male masseuse.
I've already nailed masseuse. You want to be 30.
It was a good time. Maybe I'd want to be 40. I haven't been 40 yet. Or 50. That may be great.
Maybe you'll make
it. May be great.
Maybe you
slow down. I would definitely not be 40, although I'm better at 40 than I was at 30 physically now.
You're 40 this year.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't think I would rather be 40 than 30, even though I like where I am right now.
That was my question. When you say this age, are we who we are right now, but we get to be younger?
I mean, you can be a little bit. I'll let you be 15% better than you were as yourself at that age.
I definitely.
I mean, well, no, because I don't know what I am at 50. I may be a recovering drug addict who's lost his family and broke living under a bridge.
Well,
I don't know.
You obviously don't like where you are. You chose 10.
I know that being 10, even though my childhood was. I come from what, Pat?
Yeah, shattered home.
I hope Christy didn't hear.
Despite all that, being 10 the rest of my life, I'm telling you, the zero responsibility, the stresses of the world, having none of that.
Go see the movie Big.
I've seen it. But the thing is, he didn't stay home. He was living in some weird. Well, actually, he ended up in a really cool place because he got a job making a lot of money. But and he wasn't 12; he was like 14.
Okay,
he was living 12. In a loft, wasn't he?
He was like 12, maybe.
And he had some older lady always after him.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
It was really weird that movie.
The thing is,
he couldn't have been 14 because he kept turning her down.
Yeah, he might have been. Maybe he's 12. I don't think he was. He was older than 10. Yeah, is my point. Anyway, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't even know what my answer would be. But 10 is awesome because I never thought 10 would be an option either. But the more I thought about it, I'm like, the no responsibilities.
What grade is that?
10th to like 5th.
4th, 5th grade. Yeah. 4th grade.
It's pretty awesome.
This is Mrs. Weiner.
I see how happy Maddox is and he's going into 2nd grade. I'm thinking, man, you put a few more years on this kid and you keep him just as unjaded and unwise to the evils of the world as you can. I mean, what a cool deal. I'd love to be 10. Anyway, I guess I'm the only one. It's fine.
Now, if I could be...
And you know what's cool is? No. Nobody ever says, quit acting like a 10-year-old. Grow up. But I am 10. It's awesome. Tyrone.
What's going on, guys? How y'all been doing?
I'm good. You want to weigh in on Wally's weenie discussion?
Yeah, man. I was just saying, you know, I don't want to call it weenie, but hot dog sounds much better to me. But, you know, Sam's got the best. I don't know who says they got the best hot dogs around, but Sam.
You talking Sam's prepared hot dogs in the food area where you pick them up on the way out the door before the guy fake checks your receipt, doesn't have any idea what you bought, but pretends like for 35 seconds that he actually knows what you purchased in that cart, even though he's sort of only half staring at it? You mean that guy?
Yeah, but most of the time I'm not purchasing anything. I'm just going in to get
You're
hot
going
dogs.
In just
wow.
the weenie? You're the only guy ever.
Do they
make you buy in bulk if that's all you buy?
How much is it?
It's probably a couple bucks.
How much is a hot dog?
$2.79 for a drink and a hot dog.
Pretty good deal.
Not bad.
$2.79. Yeah.
All right.
Is that premium beef?
You're the only person I've ever heard of going to Sam's. What are you going to Sam's for? Lunch? Never heard of that.
People do it every day.
Let me ask you this. When you're walking out with your wiener and your Coke, does the guy at the door go through
call
the receipt?
Hot dog.
Okay. The guy, once you get your hot dog and your soda, does the guy at the door check your receipt and go, let me see. Well, there's a hot dog. Let me check here. Well, here's the yellow stripe down the middle. Take it. Have a good day. Does he do that?
never ever.
That is the dumbest thing in the history of the world, the receipt guy at the door, Sam's. Give me a break, Sam's. You're fooling nobody. You're a
That's
joke.
That's right. That is a joke.
I'm going to go in there and steal a bunch of crap just to prove that it can be done. I'm
I
sorry.
Need that job.
It's
I
so
need
stupid.
That job.
It's such
really
a dumb
doing
thing.
Nothing.
And
yeah.
the thing is, quit wasting my time. And the worst thing is, you get up every time I go through there, it's like we're 17 carts deep, and the guy's going, Yeah, see here, you got 17 cans of peas. Yes, okay. Now we get some almonds, dog food. All right, okay. Let me look at your cart and pretend like I'm actually paying attention. I have no idea what you actually got, of course. Oh, you may have stuck in 8 different kinds of steak. I wouldn't have any clue because there's no way for me possibly to figure out what you got. Anyway. All right, Tyrone, thanks for the call.
All right, thanks, guys.
You are an American original, Tyrone. We knew that anyway.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
He's something else. You know the other thing about 10-year-olds? You can get away with saying just about anything.
Yeah.
It's cute.
You can say what it is. Yeah,
it is cute. That's what I'm saying.
Want.
Just like 20 with alcohol. You can act stupid on alcohol at 20 as long as you don't hurt anybody.
You can get punched at 20.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I don't know anybody that punches
10 No, but my thing is if you stumble around drunk at 20, it's kind of funny and cute. If you do it at 30, you're a loser. Lavelle.
Yeah. I'm the other guy that goes, Sam.
Do you know Tyrone, and do you bump into him there?
I do not, and you don't have to have a car to get in there to get the hot dogs.
You shut your face. They're letting non-members in to eat their hot dogs?
All you have to do is go in there and say you're going to get a trial membership, and they'll let you go in there. You bypass the customer service desk, go straight to get the hot dogs.
Boy.
They don't even scan the card for the hot dogs.
Let me just say this. Hey, Sam's, you need some new quality control. Okay, first of all, you got guys going in there and buying dogs with no memberships. Your people at the door checking receipts are a joke. Anyway.
Lavelle, you may have just put in a new form of security.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
but you know what? As cheap as that is, if you bought the $30 membership or $40 or whatever it is for the year, you're still going to come out way ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Tyrone, you're not crazy. You have a friend. Tommy.
Hey, how's it going? Good job as always, gentlemen.
Thank you.
No offense, Justin. Did you say your son was 10, but he's in the second grade?
No, I said I look at him and I think he's going to be in the second grade, but in a few years he'll be 10.
Okay.
And now my son's.
You think he stayed back three times?
I can see how you'd think that.
I said no offense.
No, it's okay.
There's no reason to say that.
Don't get me wrong. My kid is. Good point. Nice drop in. My kid is a little slow, but he's going to go into second grade as he's age appropriate.
Anyway, you know, and with the male nurse or male masseuse, I got to go Costanza. What happens if it moves?
With the nurse or the masseuse? Good point. That's the sign, Jerry. That's it. That doesn't mean anything, you stupid idiot. I love that. You know it's summertime. You know how? Because we're talking about stuff like this, and the X Games are on. Welcome to summer, folks.
Oh, don't forget, World Cup. Go USA.
We only get that every 4 years.
Go USA.
I actually like that. The World Cup I'm into now. We need to get Steve Gorman back on to assess the teams in the